Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Okay, and hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz. And today, I chose a title of the show. It's going to be Real Relationship Talk for Youth. And basically, what we're going to be talking about is engaging youth in developing effective communication skills in order to achieve successful relationships. Now, everyone, I want to let you know right away, we have two surprises for you. First of all, we are finally coming to you live. Yes, you can actually call in and, as the expression goes, have your claim of fame for 15 minutes, as they call it. And number two, I have what I consider a very fascinating young woman as my guest. And the way I met her, and just a quick background, we went to one of our network locations here, network chapters, and I heard this young lady speak. Her name is Desiree Luthi. And after she spoke, I said to her, wow, are you going to be like the next Anthony Robbins? You are amazing. And I said to her, well, how would you like to be a guest on my show? And she said, yes, absolutely. So I actually have her with us this morning. And so let's begin by saying, Desiree, good morning.
Good morning, Naftali. Thank you so much for having me with you today.
Thank you. So Desiree, how would you like to start? Because I know you have so many things to say, which our audience will find very interesting. So how would you like to start first?
Well, I think I should start by telling them, who am I? Who is Desiree, and why am I even on this show? And just a little bit of background about myself. I know that you have my info, Tali, but just to give the viewers a couple bits of information is that I am a professional speaker, an up-and-coming professional speaker, I like to say, and I'm part of an incredible program, an acclaimed program called the Captivating Speakers and Captivating Kids Program. It's something that my business partner and I have been developing that is absolutely taking this world by storm. It is transforming the lives of so many children, adults, corporates, through the power of effective communication skills, which is why I'm on the show with you today, to have a better understanding of how your words can change the world and change how you feel about the world. And that's why I'm here.
Excellent. That's exactly what I'm wanting to hear. you know, because as I always say in every show, my mission is, along with your mission, is that that's how we both vibrate in the same wavelength here. We are very concerned about our young generation. In other words, now when they grow up and as they're ready to get married, they're going to say, well, now what's going to be? Statistically, 50% of couples end up in divorce. And it looks like we may end up like one of them. And to me, that's very sad, obviously. And I know if I was in their shoes, I would be worried too.
Absolutely.
So based on that, how do you start? How would you say you start encouraging the younger generation to have a different approach and perhaps be less anxious about this whole marriage deal?
What's going on with marriage, exactly?
Yeah.
Well, Tali, what's happening is, since I'm a millennial myself, I can speak for my generation, and it's something that I've been through and something that I've been working on and still currently working on, is that we are in a hookup generation. It's all about who are you going to be with next, and it's not even about intimacy anymore. It's not about love. I think my generation's really confused on what love is. And they're not, and I'm not talking about love like you love a mother or a friend. I'm talking about real love, with another partner. And so often what's happening is these young students are now hooking up, they're finding the next quick thing and just having a quick sex relationship. And what's happening is that they're losing the oxytocin, all the wonderful hormones and the beautiful chemicals that are released from the body when you actually can love someone. And those feelings of love, they're now desensitized. They're no longer able to love in a full way, because when they're hooking up, they're losing those emotions. They are saying, you know what, if I hook up with you, I don't want to have feelings, I don't want to create feelings, because I don't know, I don't want to look too needy, I don't want to look desperate. And what's happening is that they're losing that love and connection and that beauty that comes with being in a powerful, strong spiritual relationship with someone.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, how do we go about it? Because again, you see, the problem is that we are all influenced by our society, by the media, and it seems that, so to speak, this is the style today. That people say, "Well, look, our next door neighbor got divorced, so and the other people get divorced, and the media people get divorced, so we're just going to jump in the bandwagon. There's no point even trying to work things out."
Well, that's one thing. I mean, as humans, we're social creatures, and whether we like to believe it or not, but I've seen it with my little kids in the classes that I teach, I see it with the adult programs. As soon as one person takes lead, they have a bigger influence than they recognize to affect a lot of people around them. And it's a mirroring technique. As soon as they see one person starting it, especially someone of influence to them, for example, a parent or another couple of good friends of theirs, as soon as they see that, it's easy for them to say, "Oh, well, if they're, you know, breaking up, you know, maybe I shouldn't get in a relationship. All of them end in divorce. All of them end up breakups. Everyone's hurting. Everyone's heartache. Why not just be friends and hook up?" And what do we do about it is your question. What do we do if we see everyone divorcing? We see all of this, the epidemic, as you like to say. We need to start again, like your show says, back to the basics. I feel like my generation and the younger kids, the ones that I'm teaching that are about 10 years old, they're starting to recognize others even when they're building friendships. They do not know how to communicate with each other. They don't know how to tell each other how they're feeling because they don't want to be judged quickly. And it's so simple. Just have a conversation. Just say it. Just speak about it. Just tell them what is going on in your world and have a conversation. And as soon as we're able to do that and open up to each other, I think a new world of connection will begin. And I think that's really what we need to focus on, is the communication part of it. And going back to the basics, as you said, do we need to have dating courses? Do we need to start opening the world up to finding love again? How to find love within yourself first so you can love others?
Exactly. Now, by the way, do you feel today women have changed their attitude compared to, let's say, 40 years ago? Because I know many women today say, you know, well, my career comes first. And let's say I'll start at 20. By the age of 40, okay, I guess now I'm ready to have children. And then, unfortunately, they discover that the biological clock is ticking. And, you know, the expression goes, it takes three partners to have children. I don't know if most people don't realize that. It's the husband and the wife.
Yes.
And the third partner is known as God.
Okay, and whatever God is to them, absolutely, the spirit realm, yeah.
Exactly, what we call the ultimate right force. And what's happening, so what I was told is I spoke to some fertility doctors. By the time a woman reaches 40, it's not going to be so easy for a woman to have children as compared when she is in her 20s and early 30s. So you see what happens here? It's the question, are women realizing it?
Well, this is one of my big things. I know we have a caller coming in, but I just want to finish up with your question.
Okay.
Is women right now, what's happening is we are becoming career focused. Our generation, our parents have taught us, you know what, it's time to focus on your resume, go to college, finish your career. And by the time, you know what, party in your 20s, live it up. You only live once saying, which I absolutely agree with, but I don't agree. You only live once. But see, what's happening is they're not building the structure of a relationship. What ends up happening is they're focused so much on their career, and by the time I'm 30, I'm going to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, and you're looking, what they're saying is, ultimately, by the time I'm in my 30s, I'm going to, at the same time, big stressors, each one of them, find the love of my life, find my ultimate career path, have children, get a house, create my life with my partner, and build a family, have a dog, have a couple kids, and they want to do that all on top of each other. And that is a major, each one of those is a major stress. And how they start, how they communicate with their husband, they need to start now. They need to start building and finding someone now, not focusing on the partying. It's important to have fun, don't get me wrong, and travel. But they need to start finding a relationship now. So by the time they're in their 30s, they're with someone. I believe our caller's waiting. So do we want to take that phone call
yes,
now?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I believe we have Elaine from California.
Alon, it looks like, yes.
Alon, okay, from California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alon. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Daisy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Well, I know you're a very smart and interesting woman, and I'm sure that a lot of men are intimidated by that. So what I want to know is, what is it what a woman like you attracts on a man?
Good question.
Now, was the question, what do I find attractive on a man, or how, can you repeat that?
Exactly. What is it what you find attractive on a man?
All right. Well, thank you so much for finding me intimidating. I hope I don't put that off too much, but I guess what I'm looking for is a man, which I already have found, actually. My boyfriend, David, is incredible, and I think that is exactly what I needed in a man. Someone who was my opposite in so many ways, who has such authority and command over my relationship, where he's able to be my icebreaker. He's able to, when I'm in my intense, I'm Hispanic, I'm a crazy Latina is what I like to call myself. I have the fire, I have the passion, but I need to be subdued a little bit sometimes. And David is one person that's able to do that. He's able to be my icebreaker and remind me, it's not all serious. It's okay to have fun. And he makes me laugh when I'm irritable, when I'm getting into my crazy modes and I get a little wild. He says, and he makes me laugh, and he'll come in there and calm the situation, if you will. And I do love him for that. And I think every relationship needs a little bit of an opposite to balance it out. And I think that's what's so important in relationships these days.
Does that answer your question, Alon?
It does. You guys are an adorable couple.
Oh.
And
I
have one more thing to say. Daisy
yes,
for president.
Yes, sir. Sorry, say that again?
Daisy for president.
Daisy for president. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
She is amazing. Well, thank you for your call. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, as you were saying, Desiree, so there you have it. See, you already have an admirer here.
Hearing that.
yes. So, yeah, so as we were saying, you see, so again, interesting. Now, you know, he brought a good point that he said, I observed the same thing, that, you know, it's unfortunately, you would think the men would find intelligent women challenging and inspiring. Mm-hmm. And instead, I found many men find it very intimidating. I think it's kind of sad because, you know, as I always say to people, we have 24 hours in a day, okay? So let's say, if you know what I mean, so 1 hour we engage in physical activity, shall we say?
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, now what happens to the other 24 hours? I mean, you know.
The 23 hours, I mean, yes.
Excuse me, the 23 hours, right. The 23 hours, you know, okay, so you finish with the physical activity, now what? You're just going to stare at each other? No, you want to start engaging in conversation, and you want to get to know the woman besides the physical part of the woman. What about her? Her intellectual part, and what can she offer into the relationship? You see,
well, I think, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I think there's a couple things there. I think someone who's intimidating or has a lot of intelligence, I think that she needs to find a man that is her equal, someone that she can look up to. I'm not saying as like a father figure or anything like that. I'm saying someone who can challenge her. And a woman who is intelligent like that needs to be pushed back, needs to be challenged and to think of things in a new creative way. And yes, for the men that it's intimidating to, well, they'll have a right woman for them. And for the women out there that are intimidating and are intimidating every man, they need to find the feminine side of them again. Because women and men, although I'm are equal in certain ways, but I don't believe they're fully equal. Women have different qualities. Men have different qualities that they bring to the table. Women need to find that feminine side and bring out that beautiful energy of a woman that only women can create and only women have to bring into a relationship. I find that to be so, so important. So yes. For the rest of the time, once they can find that, they can lift their man up to be a greater man, and vice versa. The man can lift the woman up to succeed and do everything she wants, because not every woman wants to be career-focused. Not every man wants to be career-focused. It's just finding the balance of what works for you.
Yeah, you know, Desiree, I couldn't agree with you more, because my philosophy is instead of men and women competing with each other, okay, men and women, yes, the way it's intended to be, men and women really should complement each other. What I mean complement is, in other words, the way I see it is man is a half, then woman is a half, and together they make a whole.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. But together they make a whole.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Unfortunately, today, it's anything but that. It's the women say, well, I can compete with a man. You know, anything the men can do, I can do also. And so what we see is constant friction, constant attacks between the men and the women. They constantly criticize each other.
Well, I think once we understand that we're all humans and we're able to work together for a common goal, whatever that goal is, we are able to work together, and it needs to be an understanding. All humans really want is to be validated. They want to be understood. They want to feel loved. And we are social creatures. So if we are able to work together in a loving environment, you know my common saying, it's easy to be mad at someone who's always angry, but it's hard to be mad at someone who's always happy. And if we start projecting that love to each other and start working together and finding the qualities, because even if women bring one thing to the table, men bring other, our personalities individually are completely different things. We have our histories, we have our past that we bring into a relationship, but we need to work together and have an understanding that it's not just one side. It's just not my way or the highway. It's us together working to a greater good.
Exactly. So, you know, all this sounds very good in theory, obviously, you know. And I am, yes. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners saying, okay, you know, this sounds very nice. But the bottom line is we need a plan. You see, my point is, Desiree, we need to have a plan of action, which obviously you have began, you started to implement yourself by starting this organization of yours, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, yes. You call it, you can please tell the audience about that?
Yes, my organization and what we're doing to help this is that we're seeing there's an issue with communication skills. Being in the social media era that we're in right now, people, it's so easy for them to text their feelings, to text this, but it's so misinterpreted. And we're losing the art of actually having a one-on-one conversation with someone, being in person and having a conversation. And I think what needs to happen is to bring that back. And that's what we do through our Captivating Speakers and Captivating Kids program. We are bringing the power of communication, internal communication. So who do you speak with the most throughout your day? Believe it or not, it's yourself. How you speak to yourself, the thoughts you create, what you're telling yourself every day is what you're exuding to the rest of the world. So when you're able to change your thoughts, change the words that you say to yourself, your words will change for the rest of the world. And you will be a better person for feeling good thoughts for the rest of the world, pushing out the best positive energy and just being a loving person, because you can love yourself, you can love others, ultimately. And I think what needs to happen is people need to stop what they're doing and listen to themselves. Listen to what's happening to you. Read yourself, because as soon as you can understand yourself, you'll be able to ultimately understand your others, whether it be your significant other or friends, family, or your children.
Yeah, you know, if you remember that Whitney Houston, may she rest in peace, Whitney Houston, one of her famous songs was Learning to Love Yourself is the Greatest Love of All. Do you remember that song?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I believe that we could definitely relate to that, because if you don't love yourself, you know, if you don't feel good about yourself, how can you possibly be able to relate to another person?
Exactly. You see? If you don't love yourself, how can you relate to someone else? That's absolutely correct, because most of the time people don't even know about themselves. They don't know what values they have. They don't know. The younger generation, I mean, is if their values weren't instilled into them from a young age, and they don't understand what values they need to have in a relationship. How do they bring that into a relationship? How do they fully love someone else when they're settling for the other person's traits rather than working together and growing with values together, having a common core of values?
Right. So are you familiar, you know, with this, they say that there's basically three major ingredients to a person to actually be happy, which is basically you got to have self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence. Are you familiar with those?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the common things we say within our workshops. And confidence is one of the most important things. If you can start having confidence, but you need, again, it starts from within. It starts from within.
Right. And you're saying in your what you do with the younger generation, that's basically what you focus on, correct?
That is absolutely what we focus on. And learning to communication skills, active listening, how to communicate with those all around them, and their nonverbal cues. What is their voicing? What is their body language saying? So that they can better communicate with those around them all the time. And being able to read people, even when people aren't fully saying what they're intending to say. For example, when a woman says, "Oh, I'm fine." We all know that that means a lot more than what her words are saying.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You're so right about that. The same thing for the men too, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, so, okay, we have just about to go on break. And again, we want to encourage our listeners today. As I said, this time we are finally coming to you live. And you can feel free to call in. The number is 866-472-5788. And we'll be right back after this break.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkgaard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you a homeowner or hope to be one? Looking for the best deal or a stress-free sale? Tune in to House Talk and keep from making a costly mistake. Host Duncan Smythe will guide you through the painstaking and maybe profitable real estate process, giving you tips on everything from listing and staging to negotiating and home inspections. Overwhelming? It doesn't have to be. Let House Talk help you. Tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my guest, Desiree.
Hello.
Yes, hello, welcome back. And, okay, Desiree, you know, now I would like to, let's discuss this idea that you have. We talk about communication. Okay, so how important is communication in a relationship? In other words, I know that you can definitely give our listeners quite a few tips about how essential is communication skills are.
Absolutely. I think communication skills are the cornerstone to any strong relationship. There's a lot of factors involved, and relationships can be a lot more complicating, but having the power to understand someone and accept who they are is so powerful. And to communicate better and more effectively in your relationship, you don't only have to talk. You have to communicate in several other ways. For example, through your actions. Actions speak louder than words. It's easy for someone to say, oh, I can do this for you, I do this for you, but until you see it done through their actions, it means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. You need to show your love. And with electronics nowadays, Facebook, etc., your actions are so important, because being able to send someone a text is great, but show them when they get home. Show them after a long day's work that their home is their safe haven, that they can kick off their shoes and know that they're not coming home to stress and nagging another place of work where they have to work when they get home. And a few things that people can do to help when they're going through a rough time in their relationship for better communication, I have a couple things. And the first one would be to what I said earlier, I'm going to emphasize on it a little bit, to stop and listen. It's easy. It's so easy to just want to throw in all your point. Everyone focuses so much on themselves that they're not focusing on the other person and the other person's opinion and what's going on in their mind. So often whenever someone else is talking, we're so wrapped up in our mind with what we're going to say next, and not focusing on what they want to say. And what is it that they want to include into this conversation to build and grow upon? So stop and listen. And the second part to that would be to force yourself to hear them. Force yourself to hear them. It's not all about you. You need to clear the junk out of your head. No matter how upset or angry you are in a relationship, you need to listen to what they're trying to tell you. And at that point, you need to be open and honest with them. Tell them what you're feeling all the time. And then what ends up happening is people bring up all this useless information from their past, or stuff that happened 3 weeks ago that you thought was resolved, or something that they didn't even bring up, and now all of a sudden you're fighting and it's coming out. That's what needs to be focused on. They need to stop that. But the most important thing I find is to pay attention to the nonverbal signals. Again, their voice, it's not just what you're saying. It's how you are saying it.
Exactly. By the way, you know, and I see that another caller also.
Another caller's coming in. Yes.
Yeah, we'd like to say something. So let's say good morning. Now, this is, who's calling now from California?
Svetlana.
Okay, Svetlana, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Svetlana. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I have a question for you, Desiree.
Yes, ma'am.
What I see, I hear you passionate about communication in relationships. What are the biggest challenges, or a challenge for a relationship regarding communication?
Good question.
So, Svetlana, thank you so much for your question. I think the biggest challenge for communication in a relationship is people always wanting to be right. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to justify their actions, justify the way they speak, and they're not respecting their partner by doing so. They're just fighting with each other just to prove themselves to be right, when really they just need to back off. If they could just back off and have an understanding of the other person's opinion, I think we'll be able to communicate more effectively with each other. I hope that answers your question.
I believe so, yes. Thank you very much. I believe actually that the need to be right is in any human relationship.
Absolutely, the need to be right, but we need to understand you fell in love with this person in their mind and their thoughts, but if you're pushing that down by saying, no, you're wrong all the time, how are you lifting your partner up? How are you letting them know that their opinion matters? You're not. You're just saying, nope, no matter what you say, I am right.
Mm-hmm. So if we all understand that part, then the world will get better, won't it?
I think so. I hope so, at least. I mean, obviously, we're humans, and emotions and different things get involved with that. But if we, it's just, again, Svetlana, I'm sure you agree with this. It's having an understanding. It's having and accepting it and looking at people and wanting to hear what they have to say. Because if you actually did it, so beautiful hearing different people's point of views of life. So often they're so one-sided on, well, I am this religion because of this, or I believe in this political side because of this, and they're stuck in their ways and everyone else is wrong. Whether it be in relationships 101, friendships, family, it needs to be opened up that there's a different world just besides their own.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for people like you to open up other people's eyes.
Yes, thank you so much, Svetlana. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so so that's the whole point, Desiree, we're here to tell people there is hope. Hello, listen,
there is
everybody.
Hope.
Exactly.
There is hope. I agree.
Right, and you see, because so many people say, Desiree, that's the thing which always fascinates me. I mean, quite a few people, I'm sure you hear them too, and it goes like this. It is what it is. That's it. Just accept it. There's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. And I said to him, well, guess what? It is what it is because you decided it is what it is.
Exactly.
But if you said, no, I'm now going to change it is what it is to something else, and we all work together collectively, and that's the key. We all have to work. You see, Desiree, remember that show I did with my mentor coach, mm-hmm. The Law of Attraction, which is a very powerful concept. The concept is if we all connected spiritually, we all need to understand that we are all connected spiritually. So if we've used that to our advantage and change our thoughts from negative to positive.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be amazed how we can, yes, we can change our society. And I keep saying, we want our society back. Enough. We don't need to have this ridiculous divorce epidemic. I mean, that's not what the universe, God, the ultimate power, the creator,
exactly.
Whatever people want to call, the powerful, the source. If you look at the Bible, right, it says that, and God said, we're talking about the Old Testament now, and God said, God saw that it's not good for man to be alone, and therefore he took one of Adam's ribs, and he created Eve into a woman. Why? So to give Adam companionship.
Mm-hmm.
So today it seems it's anything but companionship. Today it's all about, no, it's my way or you take the highway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. So
we need to find that love. And again, that's what you're here to promote, Natali. It's bringing it back to the basics, having people understand what it is to date and fall in love. And falling in love is such a beautiful thing. If you know me personally, you know that I am a love advocate. I love love. I love everything about love. And I want everyone to be happy and in love. Finding a relationship, whether it be with God, whether it be with their friends, whether it be with whoever, just being in love and feeling love. And feeling that strong connection with someone and having a deeper understanding rather than just surface conversations like, oh, how are you today? Oh, that's good. And just blank.
Mm-hmm.
No depth, no meaning, no connection.
Yeah,
and that's what needs to be reintroduced.
Yeah, so and also, Desiree, I want to emphasize to our listeners, they have to understand that you definitely, like everybody else, you had to work on yourself. I mean, you were not born this way, okay?
Absolutely.
You've been through your own challenges and tribulations and different things happen in your life like everybody else. But yet you decided that, no, I can do something about my attitude. I can do something about my life. And I have a choice. I can say, no, I'm going to be miserable. Or no, I am going to do research and see what ways I can use to have a positive mental attitude.
Absolutely.
And therefore, what happens is it begins to spread. And then other people say, it's really a pleasure to be around Desiree. And I also want to be happy.
Well, it's funny. Tal, you've only met me, you've only known me for a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I was not the best person to be around a few years ago. And about 5 years ago, the woman I am today is not the woman I was a few years ago. And I went through relationship hell. Hmm. I was making a big, big mistake with my relationships. I was very promiscuous. I was finding love in all the wrong places. I was trying to do everything I could to find a solution for something that really was missing within me. And I was trying to fill that void. Maybe it was because the loss of my little sister, Caitlin. But what really helped me to get over that was finding my mentor, Shanti Niven, who is now my business partner through this program. That woman changed my life. And because of having a strong mentor who had strong values, who had strong views of the world, someone I looked up to, was able to show me the world in a different way, and she saw my potential. She made me realize how the world can be and that I have the choice every day to choose and act in certain ways. And it was tough at first. She really kicked my butt into gear. She did not put up with any of my crap, excuse the language. She really had to say to me, Desiree, this is not how you act anymore. You need, and I respected her for that. I respected that she did not let me do a lot of the things that I wanted to do. And because of that, I've turned into this incredible woman. If you would have known me then, you would have been shocked. Actually, you would not have known me because I was on the way to death myself. I was doing drugs. I was out of control because I didn't know how to communicate with myself. I didn't know how to communicate my emotions and what I was feeling. And it's important to have someone, a strong role model in your life to help guide you on a proper path.
Wow. I want to make sure that all the listeners have listened to that. Because as you can see, Desiree actually went through her own transformation, which, by the way, one of my favorite words. And I believe each one of us can do that.
Absolutely.
Yes, but it definitely, I strongly suggest that each one of us need to find a mentor. You see, it is extremely important. I don't say you should, nobody has to believe that they can do this themselves or they have to do it themselves. It's very important to hook up with somebody who is positive, and there are plenty of people like that. You just have to find them. Okay. Okay. And by the way, I see it's time to go on break. So, well, we can come back. We'll be back. We'll talk more about this subject. So we'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Did you ever stop to think that financial health can be a lot like physical health? The financial physician, Luz Katigna, has helped people on the radio for nearly 15 years. And now he's part of the Voice America Business Channel. By using medical analogies to discuss financial solutions, Lou actually makes the process easier to understand and will help you chart your own financial fitness. Tune in to The Financial Physician, live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and on demand anytime on the Voice America Business Channel.
There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788.
That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay. Okay, we're back, everyone. Desiree, you know, I think we definitely should talk about this concept of love, because it seems to us that many people misunderstand the whole idea of what love is really all about. So I think we should talk about it.
Okay. Well, what I've spoken to you previously about is, so often, if you would have asked me a couple years ago, is love a feeling or a choice? And a couple years ago, I would have told you, absolutely, it's a feeling. There's no way about it. You feel it in your soul. You feel it everywhere. All the chemicals released, you feel love. That's what it's all about. But in reality, love, again, just like anything else, because those feelings can fade away, it is a choice. It is a choice to be in a relationship with someone. It's a choice to continue to love them. It is a choice to choose how you react to them on a daily basis. And with that choice, just like anything in life, is your choice. Your choice alone. No one tells you how to react to someone. No one tells you what to do. It is your choice to continue to love someone, to continue to make it work. And so, and I hope that's what I want to reach my generation with kids that are in relationships now. You choose every day to make it work. If it's not broken, don't fix it. If it's broken, try to fix it if you can. If not, don't throw it away. That's what happens so often. It's something that you say all the time, Tali. They end up throwing away an awesome relationship. And they need to work on it at first. You're not showing our younger generation any good by just getting divorced, and then they see the trend of, oh, well, I'm most likely going to get divorced then too. Why even bother getting married? Why even bother falling in love with someone if I'm just going to get hurt? So a shield is up all the time. Every day it's a choice, no matter what you choose to do. If you want to choose to go to McDonald's every day and eat a Big Mac, well, you know the outcome of that. If you want to choose to suffer bad relationships, you know the outcome of that. Every single day is a choice.
Exactly. You know, and that's what people need to understand very clearly, is that the reason we are where we are today is also because of a choice.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm a prime example of that. I could have chose to follow a lifestyle of negativity, drugs, a bad surrounding myself with people that were bringing me down and not pushing me forward. And I chose to go a different direction, and it's hard work, and it's something I'm still working on myself, because no matter what is potential, it's only a point until I reach my, whatever that potential goal was, and then I go to the next level, the next high mountain. That's what it is, a continuation of growth.
So you would say then the key is, you know, one of my gurus, which I always say to people, I have quite a few of them, but his name is Jack Canfield. And Jack Canfield wrote one of his latest books, The Success Principles, I believe. Mm. And and he says it's imperative. He cannot emphasize it more. The people that you hang around with will either make you or break you.
Absolutely. And part of that is it's actually a great segue to what we're doing within our captivating speakers right now, the success principles. How do you become successful in life? It's how you find that success. And what we're doing with our program, for example, is we're creating the wave right now. And we actually have a seminar coming up called the Power Communicator Seminar, Catch the Wave to Surf to Success, to find out the secrets of success. And it's going to be hosted by our captivating team. It's something no one wants to miss. It's only $29, with proceeds going to a charity. And it is going to be on March 29th. And it's going to be in the Woodland Hills, Los Angeles area. And if you want to learn the success principles on how to become a better communicator and a better person to take your life to the next level and surround yourself with positive people, we are looking to include you on our team with our Captivating Speakers program. And that would be the best way to lead your life into another area of success.
Exactly. And by the way, now people are not living locally. How do you communicate with them?
Well, they can go on our website. We also run webinars. We have online seminars, we do online coaching as well. We also are happy to go to other states. We travel all the time. We're going out there to create, this is an up-and-coming program, and I promise you, I have no doubt in my mind, this program is going to take over the world. And we're getting people on board right now that have a similar vision and are ready. We're looking for teachers, we're looking for trainers, we're looking for professional speakers that want to be involved and start creating that momentum. And that's what a wave does. It's energy. It's working together and pushing a wave forward. And not saying it crashes down, but we glide down that wave for that momentum to success. And that's what we're building right now. And anyone that's outside of here, we're looking for you too. Our kids program is booming for teaching these kids the power of communication skills, public speaking, how they present themselves, how to be captivating and stand out from the crowd. We're teaching them to speak up and stand out. That is our goal. And anyone can contact us at www.shantiniven.com, C-H-A-N-T-I-Niven, N-I-V-E-N.com.
You know, excellent. That's my whole point. That's why I, Desiree, when we first met, I knew that we resonated with each other.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Because ironically, it has to do with the law of attraction. You see the way I talked about it before. When we came to the meeting today, my wife and I, and we met you, and we talked a few minutes. And then we realize we both have the same mission. That's exactly it. In other words, my goal is, like your goal, your mission, is to say we're starting a whole new generation, a whole new attitude of people saying we had enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we're going to show people that marriage, again, I emphasize, and I'm going to keep emphasizing every show, marriage is a good thing.
Marriage is a great thing, and it's something that can be beautiful, and it's a sacred thing as well. It's something that takes commitment and real passion with what you're doing.
Yes, and by the way, you know, talking about that, Desiree, I think we should tell our listeners, because next week we would like to have your other partner,
Shanti. My business partner, Shanti Niven, incredible mentor, the one who I'm so grateful for saving my life. She'll be on the show, yes, and she is so excited and such a special treat to have her on. I'm thrilled that she'll be on your show with you.
Yes, we're looking forward to it because, in fact, I know that she, you see, you are very inspirational for the younger generation. Right? Correct? Teenager and people in their
20s. That's right.
Okay. Shanti, I believe, is going to do her part to give hope and inspiration to the people, let's say, in the 30s, 40s, 50s.
Absolutely. She's going to hit the older, her generation, my generation. We call ourselves the dynamic duo because we're out there reaching the masses for both of us. And we are both dynamic ladies, lots of passion, and we love what we do. We have found our careers, we found our paths, and we're here to help people. Same as you, Tali. We're here to change the world and help the masses become better individuals, and we want the best people around us. If you're not ready for this kind of passionate excitement, don't hang around us. That's really what it is. We want the best people on board.
In other words, you know, we just say when you look for a job, only people with experience need apply. So you're saying, in your case, we're looking for only positive people who need apply.
Only positive people with passion and excitement for life. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or we can say another way of saying it is, you know, even if you're not completely positive, hang around Shanti and Desiree. And
we'll find positivity, yes.
So in closing, what would you like to say in closing?
I just want to say, remember, you can change your world if you change the way your words are, change the way you speak.
In other words, as our friend Laura LaMonaco says, you can achieve what you believe. You like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. One of my favorite sayings. Very good. So on that note, I want to thank you again, Desiree, very much for being a guest today on our show. And wish all our listeners to have a good day, a good week. Please, as I always say, as I emphasize every week, think about what we talk about, focus on it, and start implementing it. Okay?
Yes.
And on that note, I want to wish everybody...
Thank you, Tali.
Thank you again, Desiree, and it's been a pleasure. And see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.
Listen for exclusive clips from Oprah's upcoming Super Soul Sunday series on Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Then be sure to watch Oprah's Super Soul Sunday on OWN Network TV at 11 a.m., 10 Central every Sunday. Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and